Good morning and welcome to the Marcus Today Pre-Market Podcast. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Tuesday, the 23rd of April. And as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas, or insights in this podcast. And if you're listening to this free podcast and you like what you hear, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au for a free two-week trial. Give us a go. Have a look at the newsletter. You can join the Facebook discussion group. It is an exclusive group for members of Marcus Today. And, of course, we do have the exclusive members podcast around midday as well for your edification. Plenty of education as well in the newsletter as well if you're starting out on your investing journey. All right, well, let's get straight into it with the scores on the doors, as they say. Well, no surprises given the US futures market was better in our time zone yesterday. We did have the Dow Jones up 254 points, or 0.67%, looking a lot better. A little bit of buying before we kick off the earnings reports this week, some biggies, and we'll get onto those in a minute. We had a high of 461 up and a low of minus one, so a pretty big trading range. Closing in the middle, it did come off towards the end. It did snap a six-day losing streak. Tech, the big winner last night as well, with Nvidia climbing 4.4%. It did sell off nearly 14% last week, which is its worst performance since September 2022. Of course, partly the reason why the US market rallied was tensions had eased over the weekends in terms of the Israel-Iran issue. We saw the Nasdaq up 1.1%, 169 points, 15,451. The S&P 500 in the middle for diddle, 0.87%, 43 points, 5,011, regaining that 5,000 level. The Russell 2000 up 20 points or 1.02%, 1967. And the VIX Volatility Index down 9.5%. 16.94. The SPY futures up a whacking 19 points or 0.25%. We probably saw most of the run yesterday. We were up 82 points yesterday. At one stage, we were up around 110, 115 points. So we were off the highs. We were around 60 odd points up before the 410 match out. So it put on 20 points at the close with a little bit of residual buying and those good US futures. We had the Dow up around 140 and Nasdaq up around 110, 120. So we did see a lot of the US rise baked in, which explains why we only have 19 points today on the ASX SPY futures. Over in Europe, Stock 600 up 0.6, FTSE hitting all-time highs above 8,000. I remember when the FTSE index started, and it started at 1,000. 1.6% higher there for the FTSE. The German index up 0.7. France up 0.2. Looking at bond yields, not an awful lot going on, to say the least. 10 years, 4.61, down 1.2 basis points. The US 2 years, 4.97, down 1.4 basis points. The Aussie 10 year, 4.298. Nothing shaking but the trees there. We saw Asia markets yesterday, Japan up 1.4, Hong Kong up 1.8, China still down 0.7. Yesterday, Bitcoin rallied 2.4%. This is on the back of the halving on Saturday. So we are seeing Bitcoin in the positive at the moment. There is the Aussie dollar, 64.46, and the US dollar pretty much unchanged. Turning back to the US, it is a big week in the US. We do have some big companies reporting. Tesla, Meta, Microsoft and Alphabetti Spaghetti all reporting this week, as well as American Airlines. So it is going to be a big, big week in the US, to say the least. So that is going to keep the market on its toes. There's 180 of the S&P 500 companies are due to report this week. 40% of the S&P index by valuation will report this week. So that is the big news. And of course, we do get GDP out on Thursday. And we get that core inflation reading out on Friday as well. That is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. So that is going to be certainly the big one of the week, I guess. All right, looking at US stocks, we had Nvidia up 4.4%, which comes on the back of that 10% fall last week on Friday. AMD up 1.4, Netflix down 0.1, Meta, the artist formerly known as Facebook, up 0.1, Tesla down at 3.4, can't turn a trick. Their numbers are going to be very interesting this week. Elon Musk is going to have to pull a rabbit well and truly out of the Model Y. The Alphabetti Spaghettis are up 1.4, the Amazonians up 1.5, Microsoft up 0.5, Apple up 0.5 as well. US banks better. Bank of America up 2.1, Wells Fargo up 1.2, Morgan Stanley 1.6, but Goldman Sachs knocking the lights out, 3.3% higher there as well. CBA overseas up 0.8. We had Barclays in the UK up 1.8, Deutsche down up 1.4, UBS down 1.2% there. Square, it's hip to be. Huey Lewis and the News up 1.7% there. All right, turning our attention to commodities, and that was really the place to be yesterday, at least selectively the place to be. We had Brent crude pretty much unchanged, $87.20. We had WTI pretty much unchanged as well. The big dipper today, though, or last night, was the gold price. Well, let's face it, everyone was waiting for the gold price to drop. Everyone was expecting the gold price to drop. No one was actually believing it was at record highs. And, of course, last night we did have that drop. Interestingly, it coincides with that Bitcoin halving and that push back up in Bitcoin. Down $63.70, 2.7% down to $23.26. Platinum down 1.4%. Silver, well, hi-ho there, down 4.9%. Copper on the Chicago Exchange, pretty much unchanged. On the LME, on the Moscow Exchange, that was down 0.4%. Nickel up 1.4%. Nickel's been on a bit of a tear recently. Chinese are rumoured to be restocking pig iron. Aluminium up 0.2%. Zinc down 1%. Lead down 2.3%. And tin down a countdown, 3.21, 3.21. Iron ore pretty much unchanged, uranium unchanged, lithium a little bit better. In the commodity stocks overseas, BHP continuing that run we saw yesterday, a little bit more muted in ADR terms, that's American Depositary Receipts. BHP up 0.7%, Rio up 0.3%, Glencore up 0.1%, Freeport down 1.3%, Vale down 0.1%, Arcadium Lithium was down 1.5%. Albemarle up 0.1%, SQM down 2.2%, Sigma up 1.4%, US oil and gas and UK oil stocks better. That's despite the oil price coming off on the back of the tensions de-escalating a little bit in the Middle East. We had Exxon up 0.3%, Chevron up 1.2%, and Shell up 2%. All right, turning to local news this morning. We have got some news out from Brambles. They've reconfirmed its fiscal 2024 guidance after sales revenue rose 7% to $4.8 billion in the first 9 months. Now, it is interesting that we have got lots of reaffirmations, I guess is the right word, for guidance. Lots of reaffirmations, but not much in the way of upgrades to guidance that we are seeing. So we are seeing lots of reconfirmations, reaffirmations of that guidance. Westpac, though, is going to be reporting soon. Reported net profit after tax in the first half was cut by $164 million after changes were made to notable items. So that's going to be in focus today. Certainly that is one to watch. Turning to other news, South 32, we did have the quarterly out yesterday. Some analyst commentary. We've got RBC Markets maintains outperform. Target remains $3.70. UBS lowers target. Target lowers to $3.90 from $4. Jefferies maintains buy. Target remains $3.90. Macquarie target raised to $3.90. Maintains outperform. JP Morgan maintains overweight. Target lowered there from $4.10 to $4. Citi. A target raised to $3.80 from $3.50. Downgrades raising to neutral from buy. We've also got this morning out. We've got Strike Energy has reported Q3 gross production 2.29 petajoules of energy versus a quarter ago 1.89 petajoules. So for those in the gold oil space, rather, that will be of interest. A little bit more colour on the Brambles numbers. Reaffirms guidance. Underlying profit up 13 to 15% year on year at constant currency. Sales revenue 6 to 8% higher on year on constant currency. Dividend payout ratio be consistent with dividend payout policy of 45 to 60% of underlying profit after finance costs and tax. Northern Star out this morning. Probably not the best day to come out with your quarterly when the gold price has tanked, but they have confirmed Q3 gold sold 401,000 ounces. Maintains, let's have a look at the FY24 guidance, 1,600 to 1,750,000 ounces of gold sold at all-in sustaining costs of 1,800 to 1,860 Aussie dollars an ounce. So we've also got Samphire production report coming out shortly. A little bit of a preview there in terms of Samphire. Out this morning, a few brokers starting to preview that Samphire result. That Westpac notes H1 NPAT to be reduced by 164 million due to notable items. They are related to unrealized fair value gains and losses, obviously losses more than gains, on economic hedges and net ineffectiveness on qualifying hedges which reverse over time. What a great phrase, net ineffectiveness on qualifying hedges. I think that's corporate speak for they just didn't work. All right, in other news out this morning, we've got Wesfarmers apparently is considering a bid for Ramsay Health. At least that is according to The Australian. They have been running their slide rule. For those of you that remember slide rules, it appears to be interested in the Australian business, but it could look at acquiring the whole business and then sell off the international businesses. In APM, in the Harry Kane arbitrage, stocks. It looks like Madison Dearborn, despite being knocked back by the board does say they are now allowing them to conduct due diligence. $1.40 was the number mentioned there. And in other news this morning, some good IR out from Patriot Battery Metals with the final 2023 drill hole results for CV5 at Corvette includes 133.9 meters at 1.21% lithium, an extending strike to 4.6 kilometers. So there we go. Gallium lithium, or Gallan lithium, downgraded to neutral from outperform at Macquarie. Target price cut there to 35 cents from 60 cents. That's a big, big cut there for that target price, to say the least. Not exactly unexpectedly, Karoon Energy has been downgraded to neutral from positive at Evans and Partners. Target price there is $2.20. We also had late last night De Grey with their quarterly. Cash and cash equivalents, 318.7. More on De Grey in the Henry's Take article today. Telstra has said that it will conduct a strategic review on Telstra Health, at least according to the Fin Review. And we have had Myer. Premier Investments increased its stake in Myer to 31.37 from 28.79. That is well known and in the market, and we talked about that last week. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. May the trading gods be with you. And if you're listening to this on a podcast and you're not yet a member of the wonderful Marcus Today community, you can sign up, of course, at marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you on board. Thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your day.